all together again. When King Pharaoh heard about Joseph's brothers, he was pleased. The king loved Joseph very much. He told Joseph to move the families to Egypt. Tell your brothers to take plenty of food, take wagons for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. The king promised to give them all the things they would need in the land of Egypt. Joseph did as the king commanded. He sent wagons with food and new clothes for each brother. To Benjamin, he gave 5 changes of clothes and 300 pieces of silver. He sent many gifts to his father, Jacob. "Do not waste time getting home," said Joseph. All the brothers came home. They could hardly wait to tell their father, "Joseph is alive! Joseph is alive! He is ruler over all the land of Egypt!" Old Jacob almost fainted. He could not believe it. They told him all that had happened. When he saw the wagons and gifts from Joseph, he believed. He was so glad. He wanted to see Joseph as soon as possible. Oh, how he had missed Joseph! "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." Everyone got ready to move. Riding in the nice wagons were Jacob, wives, children, food, clothes, and goods. Some 70 relatives were in the caravan, along with flocks and herds. Along the way, Jacob wanted to worship. God spoke to him and said, "Jacob, do not be afraid to go down to Egypt. I will go down with you." Then they started on their journey again. When they came near, Judah went ahead of the group to talk to Joseph. When Joseph heard they were on their way, he got into his chariot. Joseph had not seen his father since he was a young boy. So after all these years, he was hurrying to see his father. He hugged his father's neck and wept a long while. "Now let me die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive," said Jacob. He didn't die for several years. But he was willing to die because it was such a happy day for all. The king was kind to Joseph and his brothers. He gave them all the land they needed. It was good land for cattle and sheep. It was called the land of Goshen. Joseph gave food to his brethren from Egypt's warehouses. He took care of his relatives so they would not starve during the great famine. It was wonderful to be all together again. Wasn't God good to let Jacob and Joseph see each other again?
The message.